So today we are continuing on our study of resilience. In chapter 5, John Eldridge broaches the subject of motherhood. He says, "The assurance of abundance is something we learn from our mothers." And when I read that statement, it just felt like we were treading on sacred ground. For me, the concept of mother and motherhood is sacred because for me, motherhood hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, in my 20s, I never thought that I would be a mother. It just wasn't something that was even on my radar. And when my son was born, I could not believe how motherhood just came on me. And it was like overnight, this visceral love sprouted within me. And my life was immediately devoted to him. And all I wanted to do was love him and make sure he was loved. And today I look at my sweet children and I just wonder at them and I love them. And there is a physical ache that I feel because I want them to feel loved. I want them to be seen and heard and know that they are loved. So as a mother, with this primal love that I feel for my kids, when I think about verses like Isaiah 49:15, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." And then Isaiah 66:12-14, "You will nurse and be carried and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. When you see this, your heart will rejoice and you will flourish like the grass." It's really easy in times of famine, in times of discouragement, doubt, in times of unanswered prayers, to see God as far away. As the creator of the heavens and the universe, who is in heaven, far away and unaware of what we're going through. But he's not. He has taken great care through scripture to reveal his love, to compare it to a mother's love, to compare it to that sacred, fierce love that a mother has for her children. And he acknowledges that earthly mothers don't always get it right. You know, he says in Isaiah 49:15, "Even if mothers were to forget, I could never forget you." In Psalm 27:10, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." I was reminded this morning that God is near to us. In Genesis 4, we see the story of Cain and Abel, and I'm sure you know it. Cain was jealous of his brother and eventually killed him, and God gives Cain a punishment, and Cain is distraught by the punishment, and he says to God, "No matter where I go, people are going to try to kill me." And Genesis 4:15 says, "Yahweh responded, 'It's not so. If anyone kills you, I promise the sevenfold vengeance of Cain will be released upon him.'" And the devotion I was reading this morning noted the beginning of that phrase, "Yahweh responded." It's something that I think we take for granted, but throughout the canon of scripture, we see God responding to his people, and not just responding, but deeply caring for them, deeply wanting to show us his love. He's gone great lengths to reveal himself as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness. You know, again, John Eldridge is pointing out here, God is trying to help us understand how much he loves us, how intimately he loves us. Here, he is revealing himself through the love of a mother, and that pure love, that pure, selfless love a mother feels for her children, that she would do anything to make sure that they are okay. And that is how God loves us. And I love that in Resilient, John Eldridge points to this really beautiful passage from Jim Wilder's book, God is described over 200 times in the Old Testament as being Hesed, a quality God desires from us. He says in Hosea 6:6, "For I delight in loyalty, Hesed, rather than sacrifice." Interestingly, the Hebrew word Hesed is translated as devoted, faithful, and unchanging love. These are words used to describe God. He is devoted, he is faithful, his love is unchanging. And so even in the midst of trials and circumstances that would push us toward believing that God isn't present, we can look back to Scripture and know that God is very present, that he sees us. He is not going to abandon us. He desires deeply to hold us close. This week, I've really been challenged to look at my circumstances through the lens of a mother and trust that God sees where I am. And if he is allowing me to be here, it's with the best intentions, absolute best intentions. He loves me with the fierce love of a mother. His heart aches because he wants me to be loved. He wants me to feel seen and heard. He wants the absolute best for me. God's will for our life is good and perfect and pleasing. And he is always working every circumstance for our good. And so that is where we can draw our resilience from today. Faith in a God who loves us with the fierce love of a mother. Faith in a God who deeply wants to draw us near. Faith in a God who has our best intentions in mind. So I hope that's encouraging to you guys today. I know it's been encouraging to me, and I'm just so thankful. You know, his ways are not our ways, and thank God for that, because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he is pushing always for our best and our highest. His will is good and perfect and pleasing. So we cling to that today, knowing that God loves us and he's always with us. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you guys. I just, again, appreciate this community so much. And I'm so thankful that you guys are in this with me. I appreciate your prayers, and please let me know how I can pray for you. I love praying for you, and I love you guys.